Let us pray. Holy One, we come seeking many things. Among them, we come seeking assurance and wisdom. May you offer what it is you think that we need in this day. Amen. So we have been told that Christianity is about rules. So I have some rules for you. Always be careful of someone who tells you that they have answers to all the questions. Be careful of someone who tells you that they know for sure and for certain exactly who God is, exactly what God wants, and exactly what you are supposed to do. Rule two. Always be careful of someone who tells you not to ask questions, or that questions or doubts are wrong. Questions are not wrong. They may be dangerous, but they are not wrong. Rule three. All questions are worth answering, but not all questions have answers. For example, is yellow round or square? Rule four. Be very careful of someone who says they have scientific proof about God. Using science to prove God is like taking a flashlight with you to see if the sun has come up. Rule five. If someone tells you that they have a secret way of getting to God, and if you just follow them or believe in them, or better yet, give them money, they will show you the great secret. Don't just be careful, run. Rule six. This is very important. Don't believe anyone who tells you that Christianity is about rules. If Christianity isn't about rules, and no one knows all the answers, and some questions don't even have answers, what is Christianity about anyway? During these next weeks of Holy Week and Easter, this time called Lent, each week we're going to talk about some of those big questions. We call it Christianity 101. Like, who is God? Is there a God? Who was or is Jesus? What is this Holy Ghost that we talk about? Did God write the Bible? Who am I? Does God love me? Does God love them? Really? What does it mean to be a Christian? And who cares? Why talk about it? The first thing we need to remember about Christian life, about who we are and who God is and who Jesus is that we are the people of the story. We have creeds, we have names for God, and we have ideas, but the way we learn about God most is from people who have had divine experiences and told the stories. And the very first story we have about God is Creator. Creator God. The very first thing it tells us is that God is a God of light. God is a God of life. Our God is not a God of darkness, and our God is not a God of war. Our God is not a God of destruction, but a God of possibility. We know, for example, that the first time God made a human being, it was because there needed to be someone to look after the soil. That's what it says. So we don't know all there is to know about God, but here is what we say. God is holy mystery, beyond complete knowledge, above perfect description. Yet in love, the one eternal God seeks relationship. So God creates the universe, mending the broken, reconciling the estranged. God enlivens the universe, guiding all things toward harmony with their source. Grateful for God's loving action, we cannot keep from singing. This is a story that has been bequeathed to us. We inherit it from the Jews. This is a story that is also told by our brothers and sisters who are Muslim, for we share a common source. But Jews have another very important story that we share. We call God Creator, but the Jews began also to call God Redeemer, the one who led the people from slavery in Egypt, who called Moses and Aaron and Miriam to lead the people from Egypt to a greater life. And this is one of the most important biblical stories because it tells us that God did not just create the world, but continues to be part of our lives, giving to human beings the ability to do great things. So we're going to show you this video from the movie The Prince of Egypt about that story, because it's fun.
Shall do my wonders. Thank you.
We are bequeathed also this story, that God led the people out of Egypt and slavery, that God leads us out of the slavery we choose. And for today, our final reading was this: that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that those who believe in him should have eternal life. And the early interpretation of this was the statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the words I am don't just refer to Jesus. In Hebrew, the words I am are a stand-in for the name of God. God so loved the world, God came so that we might have everlasting life. We do not have all the answers. We don't even always know the questions we should ask. But we have an ongoing story that tells us that God created the world in beauty and wonder so that we might live in the light. That God redeems us from slavery, especially the slaveries we make for ourselves. And God came to show us that love is the way. And for today, that's enough. Amen.